Validate problem weights and produce first draft of portfolio. Previously, the design team identified problem statements, determined defect rates, and estimated problem weights. The defect rates and the problem weights were multiplied together to find the problem impact, and this was used to prioritize projects. Since this priority is based on an estimate, the estimate should be further validated before it can be used with confidence. After this is done, the design team can produce the first draft of the project portfolio. Validate problem weights for each project's problem definitions. Brainstormed problem weights need to be subjected to analysis to validate them before using them to produce a project portfolio sorted in a preliminary order of priority. This process can also be used to validate the selected defect rates. To validate problem weights, follow this process. Review the current defect rate and problem weight and the calculations or rationale that designers use to set these values. Take a small random sample of records or other data related to the second sort of defects, for example, level 2 defects. Perform root cause analysis, the 5 whys, for each record or data set. Adjust problem weights based on results, for example, for the problem insufficient ordering due to actual demand greater than forecast. The sample incorporated design team uses a data query to extract one forecast period sales orders from the ERP system, and the team calculates actual total order volume. They also gather the period's historical forecast. The first thing to do is to validate the defect rate for this metric, which was estimated to be 15% based on the 30% reported forecast error rate, which they had divided by 2, because half of the errors will statistically be in the overstock direction. One problem statement for the insufficient demand level 2 defect was titled poor forecasting visibility. This problem was set at 75% due to 3 of 4 customers providing no forecast data. They validate this by reviewing a month's records and find that 80 of 100 orders surveyed lacked any customer-provided forecast, planogram, or point-of-sale data. The remaining ones did provide a forecast. Therefore, they adjust the prior weight upward to 80%. The 15% rate times the 80% weight is a new impact of 12%, up from 11.25%. In another example, for the problem days of finished goods inventory on consignment has many days of slow sellers, one could take daily inventory records and daily sales data at each customer location that uses consignment, sort the data into a Pareto analysis, and determine the actual impact of these slow sellers to day's sales of finished goods. Produce first draft of project portfolio with projected benefits. A first draft of the project portfolio will include all projects that have passed the initial alternatives analysis tests. It should also include each project's benefits to the supply chain segment's selected key metrics at a high level relative to the current baseline for each type of benefit. The projects are ranked according to the priority identified in their impact rates, with the highest priority project at the top. Exhibit 2-49 shows an example of the sample incorporated portfolio and the benefits of each initiative. Note that PCOF stands for Perfect Customer Order Fulfillment, COFCT is Customer Order Fulfillment Cycle Time, SCA is Supply Chain Agility, TSCMC is Total Supply Chain Management Cost as a percentage of revenue, CCCT is cash-to-cash cycle time, and IMV is inventory. Inventory is the expected profit improvement from cycle time reduction in days. While omitted here due to space, the analysis would also include the other key metrics that were previously selected, EBIT as a percentage of revenue, waste generated, and training.